Welcome our first open mic act, and they are a duo, and they've been here quite a few times, and I'm delighted that they come, and they performed a mini set for us, and we'll have them feature in the new year. Please welcome Bill and Joanna Harriman.
How are you doing, dear?
Those eggs were delicious.
Yeah, we had an op. Talk, talk, talk. Discuss, discuss. Enjoy, enjoy. Argue, argue. Testing. 2, 3, 4. 4.2. Booming.
Yeah, okay, where is the, let's get the notch, bring the notch.
Notch is right here.
Okay, stand by. Right?
Okay, that's the notch right there.
Hang on.
Here's the volume. Can we bring the volume down?
That's not so much. You got this off, right?
It's not on.
So last week we did a Dylan song. We did Hard Rain's Gonna Fall. That was fun. I'm still on a Dylan kick, so tonight we're gonna do a song from 1965. This one's called Desolation Row. I like this song because it's a long song, so we get our money's worth, and it's got some really interesting imagery. I don't know what it all means. Maybe you can figure it out.
Dreams.
It's a bad dream set to music. So here's our bad dream for tonight.
You ready, huh?
Selling postcards of the hanging. They're painting the passports brown. The beauty parlors filled with sailors. The circus is in town. Here comes the blind commissioner. They've got him in a trance. One hand's tied to the tightrope walker, and the other is in his pants. And the riot squad, they're restless. They need somewhere to go. As Lady and I look out tonight from Desolation Row. Cinderella, she seems so easy. It takes one to know when she smiles. Then she puts her hands in her back pocket, Betty Davis style. Then in comes Romeo, he's moaning, "You belong to me, I believe." Then someone says, "You're in the wrong place, my friend, you'd better leave." And the only sound that's left after the ambulances go is Cinderella sweeping up on Desolation Row. Now the moon is almost hidden, the stars are beginning to hide, the fortune-telling lady has taken all her things inside. All except for Cain and Abel and the Hunchback of Notre Dame. Everybody is making love or else expecting rain. And the Good Samaritan, he's dressing, he's getting ready for the show. He's going to the carnival tonight on Desolation Row. Ophelia, she's neath the window, for her I feel so afraid. On her 22nd birthday, she already is an old maid. To her death is quite romantic, she wears an iron vest. Her profession is her religion, and her sin is her lifelessness. Though her eyes are fixed upon Noah's great rainbow, she spends her time peeking into Desolation Row. Einstein disguised as Robin Hood with his memories in a trunk, passed this way an hour ago with his friend, a jealous monk. He looked so immaculately frightful as he bummed a cigarette. Then he went off sniffing drain pipes and reciting the alphabet. Now you would not think to look at him, but he was famous long ago for playing the electric violin on Desolation Row. Dr. Filth, he keeps his world inside of a leather cup, but all his sexless patients, they are trying to blow it up. Now his nurse, some local loser, she's in charge of the cyanide hold, and she also keeps the cards that read, "Have mercy on his soul." They all play on the penny whistle, you can hear them blow. If you lean your head out far enough from Desolation Row. Across the street they've nailed the curtains, they're getting ready for the feast. The Phantom of the Opera in a perfect image of a priest. They are spoon-feeding Casanova to get him to feel more assured. Then they'll kill him with self-confidence after poisoning him with words. And the Phantom shouts to skinny girls, "Get out of here if you don't know. Casanova is being punished for going to Desolation Row." At midnight, all the agents and the superhuman crew come out and round up everyone that knows more than they do. And they bring them to the factory where the heart attack machine is strapped across their shoulders, and then the kerosene is brought down from the castles by insurance men who go check to see that nobody's escaping to Desolation Row. Praise be to Nero's Neptune, the Titanic sails at dawn, and everybody is shouting, which side are you on? Ezra Pound and T.S. Eliot fighting in the captain's tower, while Calypso singers laugh at them and fishermen hold flowers. Between the windows of the sea, where lovely mermaids flow, and nobody has to think too much about Desolation Row. Yes, I received your letter yesterday about the time that the doorknob broke, when you asked me how I was doing. Was that some kind of joke? All these people that you mentioned, yes, I know them, they're quite lame. I had to rearrange their faces and give them all another name. Right now, I can't read too good. Don't send me no more letters, no. Not unless you mail them from Desolation Row. Thank you. Thanks. I remembered all the words.
One more hand, please, for Bill and Johanna Harriman. Thank you.